With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
FC Barcelona's ambitions and finances haven't always matched up. Having the biggest wage bill in the world sport caught up with the Catalan club last year to the extent that Lionel Messi had to leave. Fast forward to this summer, and despite the club's myriad economic issues, players like Frank Kessie and Robert Lewandowski are being linked with Barca, while the future of others like Frankie de Jong are shrouded in uncertainty. Fabrizio Romano joins me today to make sense of the transfer stories whirling around Camp Nou. ¡Qué golazo! Barcelona special. Fabrizio Romano begins right now. Everybody, welcome to Que Golazo. Thank you so much for being part of the family. Que Golazo Pod on Twitter, youtube.com/Que Golazo. Thank you to Michael LaHood and Jonathan Johnson for taking care of the show last night. It was my wife's birthday, and I cannot do Que Golazo over my wife. I think if you are married, you will know exactly what I mean. But Fabrizio Romano, I might say that my wife, Fabrizio Romano, I think.
No, better not say that. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you? Good to see you. The summer is here, Fabrizio Romano. A lot to discuss, of course. And we always have Fab on a Monday to discuss the latest transfer information as clubs will be getting busy trying to deepen their squads and others trying to resuscitate their squads. And today is a Barcelona special. Barcelona fans, this one is for you. I think La Liga, to be honest, if you are into La Liga and, a fan of the Spanish soccer universe, this one is for you. But we're specifically focusing on Barcelona, Fabrizio Romano. And you're going to help us just, discuss not just about the players that are being interested from other clubs, but, about how tricky it will be for Barça this summer. Just before we begin, Fab, what do you expect from Barcelona, generally speaking, this summer? Because they have got to do a lot, not just in terms of getting players and in and out, but sorting out their finances.
Yes, this is the priority. The priority is to clarify the financial situation and then to complete some of the signings. We have to say that they already completed two signings. That will be Frank Kessie and Andreas Christensen, and are two very important players. And then they will be focused on the number nine, we know, with Robert Lewandowski. So their plans are pretty clear. But now it's really important. I think this is the real challenge for Barcelona board to clarify how they can change the financial situation, how can they improve the financial situation, how they can make some money with some of the players. So the real strategy is not just about the signings, because it seems pretty clear, but it's more about the outgoings, which players have to leave the club, what are the best opportunities for these players. So I'm really curious to see what happens on that side, because Barcelona's intention is to change and improve this financial situation, but selling players and some of these players is something really, really important.
Yeah, to follow Fabrizio's point, everybody, that's where we begin. We're just going to add a little bit of context here, because Barcelona, obviously, you know already the financial situation that they found themselves in the last 2 years, ever since Joan Laporta returned to the club. He's been trying to, bring it back up, right? And, the Goldman Sachs financial help as well has been a major component. But Javier Tebas, La Liga president, angered Laporta a few days ago when he said the club cannot sign Lewandowski. And, part of it is obviously the explanation of how La Liga's financial rules affect Barcelona. I'm not going to go into it, everybody, but basically imagine this. They must save 4 euros for every euro they bring in. So whatever player they bring in, they have to make sure that they have enough in the club itself from a sustainable perspective. So that was Tebas's point, I guess. And Laporta said, I would ask him, Tebas, to abstain from making comments in the sense of Barça can or cannot sign a player, because it's clearly damaging Barça's interests. So, Fabrizio Romano, where are we the latest with Robert Lewandowski?
Yes, and the first point I want to comment is that when I see these sentences, then I still remember that in January, in December, they said it was impossible for Barcelona to sign Ferran Torres, and at the end they signed Ferran Torres. I don't know how, but they signed Ferran Torres. And they also signed Adama Traore and Pierre Aubameyang, so it was a pretty good transfer window for Barcelona. Then about the financial situation, we know that it's complicated, and this is why the Lewandowski deal with Bayern is still not done or completed, but they have a verbal agreement with Robert Lewandowski. It's a contract for 3 years, so exactly what he was asking to Bayern 1 year ago, and Bayern were really slow in the negotiations with Lewandowski, so the player was not happy with the general situation at the club, and that's how Barcelona were able to start negotiations with his agent, Pini Zahavi, who has a great relationship with Juan Laporta. So this is how Barcelona built this Robert Lewandowski deal on player side. From what I've been told since February, it's always been the same. The player wants to join Barcelona. His priority is to join Barcelona. Many clubs are interested in Lewandowski, but his priority is to understand if this Barcelona deal will go through in the coming days or weeks. So Lewandowski wants Barca move, but it's now up to Barca to reach an agreement with Bayern. So they had an opening proposal, but still no agreement with Bayern. We also know how important it is for Bayern to find a replacement before saying, okay, green light, Lewandowski can leave the club. So it's like a domino in this story, but it's really important for Barcelona to clarify the financial situation and to be able to pay the final fee for Robert Lewandowski, because on player side, everything is ready.
So, to your point, the Ferran Torres situation, I believe it was easier because it was Manchester City who allowed a sort of payment in installments, right? It was, you didn't have to pay everything to Ferran Torres in one go. I don't know if Bayern Munich is going to be that flexible with Barcelona when it comes to Lewandowski, especially in the way that it's being dealt with. Oliver Kahn, of course, is not happy the way that Lewandowski has publicly said it. So that could be a problem.
Yes, and also, of course, Robert Lewandowski is one of the best players in the world, and Ferran Torres maybe will be one day. He's a fantastic player, but Lewandowski
is
a different level. And for Bayern, he's not just a player. He's a legend of the club. So, of course, a different kind of negotiation. But I'm sure that Barcelona in the coming days will keep working on this Lewandowski deal. They want Lewandowski. They consider Lewandowski the perfect player. Xavi wants him and already had two direct conversations with the player. So Barcelona are already on player side. Now, it's time to see what happens between the two clubs.
All righty. Well, let's move on to a player that Barcelona do have. And it's obviously a conversation for Manchester United fans because Frankie de Jong, right? A very important midfielder, of course. Erik ten Hag knows him very well, of course, as well. And, you know, there are talks, reportedly, Fabrizio Romano, with Manchester United. But then I believe Frankie wants to stay. Would he be persuaded? What's the latest with Frankie de Jong?
Yes, now we are entering into the important moments of this Frankie de Jong deal, because Manchester United, after many conversations weeks ago, now they are in direct contact with Barcelona. Manchester United confirmed to Barcelona their intention to discuss and maybe make an official proposal in the coming days for Frankie. So the answer from Barcelona was pretty clear. They want 85 million euros fee for Frankie de Jong to let him go this summer. So not an easy negotiation, but for sure Manchester United want him. They are serious on Frankie de Jong, because Erik ten Hag is 100% convinced that would be more than a fantastic midfielder. It would be a statement for Manchester United, the face of the new project. So this is why they're pushing for Frankie de Jong. The real problem is on player side, because Frankie de Jong, as he stated 2 days ago in an interview, he wants to continue with Barcelona and he wants to play Champions League football. And at the moment, we know that Manchester United next season won't play Champions League football. So this is a really important point. The player is not convinced and he's not disrespecting Manchester United. He just wants to play Champions League football. It's something that he's obsessed with. He feels he's ready for a Champions League top level. And he thinks that this season could be a nice opportunity, this new season, for him to show his skills again in Champions League. So this is why for Frankie de Jong is not a priority to move to Manchester United. Let's see if Erik ten Hag will be able to change the situation. We know they have a very good relationship since Ajax times, and so I'm sure that Manchester United will try and try again in the coming days, but the real problem is on player side.
So this is the opposite of the Lewandowski issue. Lewandowski wants to go to Barcelona, Bayern is being difficult. Frankie de Jong doesn't want to leave Barcelona, Manchester United. So, and hey, very quick, I know we have a question right here about, you know, well, actually, well, let's get to it right now. Man City, PSG, are they interested in Frankie de Jong?
Manchester City have always been interested, but I feel that after signing Erling Haaland, they're not going to spend 90 or 85 million euros on a midfielder. So at the moment, it's not a priority for Manchester City. They love the player, but it's not a priority. And for Paris Saint-Germain, at the moment, I have no information on proposals or discussions with his agents. Then they will have a new manager, and we still don't know who will be the manager. Or maybe they will change their mind on Pochettino. They will have a new director of football, Luis Campos, but he's still not signed the contract. So for PSG, we need to wait a few weeks to understand if they will decide to jump into this negotiation or many others, because for Paris Saint-Germain, everything now is like cold, but then it will be many things happening on the market.
All righty. Well, here was my question very quickly. Does the Frankie de Jong or does the Lewandowski situation depend on Frankie de Jong's sale, or is it totally separate?
Not on Frankie de Jong, but it's important for Barcelona to make some money. Not just for Lewandowski, but even to register Frank Kessié, to register Christensen, and to complete other negotiations that they want to complete this summer. So Lewandowski, but also the other signings they want to complete for Barca, is really important to make some money with some other player. If it's not Frankie, there has to be some other player on the market.
Yeah, there's another question here from Usman Salim. Usman, thank you so much for being part of the family and following Keigo Lasso and Fabrizio Romano. Any chance Man City might make a swap deal with Bernardo Silva for De Jong? Because apparently there are rumors. But rumors, Usman, are just like air. It just appears. So, Fabrizio, is there any truth to this?
I don't know. At the moment, there is nothing, honestly, between Manchester City and Barcelona. Then we are still at the early stages of the market. So
this would be very significant, Fabrizio. Yes,
of course. But at the moment, let me say that there are no negotiations between Man City and Barcelona for De Jong. It's true that Barcelona manager Xavi is in love with Bernardo Silva, and Man City will need to clarify Bernardo Silva's situation this summer if they want to avoid problems with him in the coming months. But as of now, there are no negotiations yet. So let's see.
And remember what Fabrizio said, Barcelona need to make money as well. So, you know, a swap deal might not necessarily be a good thing for Barcelona, depending, of course, on how that would work from a structural perspective. All right, let's move on. Obviously, this is a US-based platform as well. And in soccer, we trust our cousins there. Our other podcast would be interested in this question, Fabrizio Romano. Sergiño Dest, he's not a shabby favorite. Of course, is the USMNT star for sale? Because I remember talking to you a while ago, he was on that bubble, right? Where, you know, he could be, offers would be, you know, listened to. What's the latest with Sergiño Dest?
It's the same, that it depends on the proposals. If Barcelona will get an interesting proposal for him, it's something that could happen to see Sergiño Dest leaving Barca this summer. From the Premier League, he was in Chelsea list in January, then they decided not to move for any fullback. Let's see if Thomas Tuchel will decide to push again on Sergiño Dest in the coming weeks or not. But it's always been the interest of many Premier League clubs. So my feeling is, if something will happen, will be with Premier League clubs for Sergiño Dest. And also because he was in Bayern list, but they signed Mazraoui, that was a potential target for Barcelona. So maybe it could be a domino, but Mazraoui is now at Bayern. And so it could be an opportunity for Sergiño to move to the Premier League. So I would keep the situation open, because at the moment there are no negotiations, but Sergiño could be one of the players good for Barcelona to make some money. So keep an eye on him till the end of the market.
All right. Well, we have also a question about Ousmane Dembélé as well. I mean, this has been a situation as well that's been ongoing, right? The contractual situation, and we believed that Xavi's arrival possibly made it easier. What's the latest on Ousmane Dembélé?
The latest is that after many and many meetings, we are still at the same point. On Dembélé's side, they're waiting to understand if Barcelona will make a good proposal for him to accept this bid and then to stay at Barca. Let me say that Ousmane Dembélé is happy in Barcelona. He's happy with the city, with the manager, with the teammates. He wants to continue, but he wants to continue in important conditions. It means with an important salary. And Barca are waiting to find a creative formula to offer him an interesting deal. But at the moment, because of this financial situation, everything is still at the same point. So for Ousmane Dembélé, we are still at the same 50-50 situation. He will have new contacts, new meetings with Barcelona through his agents in the coming days. But at the moment, we can't say that Barcelona are going to extend this contract 100%. My feeling is that other clubs are really serious in this race. Paris Saint-Germain asked for information in January. And let's see now with the manager and director situation if they will confirm this Ousmane Dembélé interest or not. Premier League clubs exploring the situation since long time. So I would say it's a really 50-50 situation for Barca. It depends on the financial situation.
You would think that just because Barcelona need to bring money in, that they would listen considerably for a lot of offers for Dembélé, even though, you know, they wanted to keep him. And I guess it depends on how much Xabi appreciates him, right? So that's another point about Dembélé's fate.
Yes, he loves Dembélé. Xavi loves Dembélé, but he knows that for the player, everything is absolutely open, and also he deserves an important contract. So let's see. I also think that the last sentence from the director of football Barcelona, Matteo Alemany, a few weeks ago, and he said, "I have my own opinion on this Dembélé story." He said, "It feels like in Barcelona, into the board, some of the people in the board in Barcelona, they feel that at the end, Ousmane is ready to discuss with some of these clubs and to join them on a free." So this is why for Barca, it's a feeling that they have into the board. But let's see if it will be the reality, because we have to be honest and say that this agent is meeting with Barcelona since long time. Eh? They had like 4 or 5 meetings in just 6 or 7 months, and they're still not able to find an agreement. So,
oh my God, how many meetings do you need? Jeez, come on now. Ousmane Salim, thank you so much for your comment. Brother, I love this channel and your energy. Thank you. Also, this is the only channel I feel Fabrizio looks super relaxed. So great chemistry. Well, listen, Fabrizio is always relaxed, always professional.
Oh, but never relaxed, honestly. Never.
But with me and him, we're brothers, yes. Ousmane. So, you know, we just have a good time over here. I like to make Fabrizio feel a little bit more relaxed, as relaxed as he can be, because I know that his job is very stressful. So here it's a little bit easier, right? If it was up to me, Fabrizio would be having a drink, would be chilling. But, you know, maybe that's for another time.
South American feelings.
Exactly, exactly. All right, we talked about Ousmane Dembélé. Just very quickly as well, regarding Lewandowski, just back to that for a second. He openly wants out of Bayern with 1 year remaining on the contract. But what would his arrival actually mean for those like Aubameyang, Luke de Jong, Memphis Depay? Those are the players that I'm thinking about now.
Yes, Luke de Jong will leave the club. Memphis Depay at the moment has the intention to continue with Barcelona, but he's a different kind of player. So I have the feeling that at the end, if nothing will happen, because Premier League clubs have always been interested in him. So I will keep the situation open, but he said a few days ago that he wants to continue. So for Depay could be a chance to stay. For Aubameyang, I see him staying. And we have to remember that it's going to be a really complicated season, not just for Barcelona, but for all the clubs. They will be playing every 3 days. We know they will have Champions League football, La Liga, Copa del Rey, then there is the World Cup. So Barcelona wants to make sure that they have, of course, in case they will be able to complete the deal, Robert Lewandowski as the main number 9, but an important player like Aubameyang to help in La Liga and to help in many other opportunities. And Depay could be like a jolly for Barca. So at the moment, I think the only one who is 100% sure to leave the club is Luke de Jong.
Okay, a few questions here. Fabrizio Romano, part of the Barcelona Conversation, Hersey YouTube channel. Thank you so much for being a follower of Que Golazo. And Fabrizio Romano, are Barcelona in talks with Sevilla for Koundé?
At the moment, no. There are no negotiations. There is a strong interest from Barcelona for Jules Koundé, but as we always say, because of the financial situation, they can't pay what Sevilla want. It is around 55, 60 million euros. They want 65, but they can negotiate for this fee. So, but they are not able to pay 55 or 60 million cash at the moment to Sevilla. So everything is really complicated. And Chelsea are leading the race for Jules Koundé. They really want him. They have money to spend on the market. And so my feeling is Chelsea are absolutely leading the race for Jules Koundé.
Well, Aston Villa got the other better center back anyway, so it doesn't matter. All right. Listen, I got a question about Rafinha as well. He just took part of Brazil's 5-1 victory over South Korea. He was fantastic. What's the Rafinha chat here? Here we go. Here's the Rafinha conversation. "We can sell Rafinha for 70 million, nothing less. Leads are massive and debt-free." Debt with a B there. Who knows? Because this is department free, just FYI. Thoughts on Rafinha and Barcelona?
So Barcelona are working on that deal since long time, since February. They have an agreement with an agreement clause with his agent, Deco. We said how good is the relationship between Deco and Laporta, how the player is tempted by Barcelona, because Rafinha would love to join Barcelona. But at the moment, what I'm told is that Leeds have no intention to accept less than 55 million euros. This is the potential fee for Rafinha. And they have no intention to accept installments or payments in like 5-6 years. It's something that Leeds will not accept. So at the moment, it's a complicated deal for Barca. It depends, again, on the financial situation. If they will be able to complete some sales and so to have some money and to spend a big budget, Rafinha has always been top of the list for Barca. But as of now, they can't pay exactly what Leeds want. So this is why it's like a domino for Barcelona market. And for Rafinha, let me say that there are many clubs interested. It's not only Barcelona. So it's an open race for him. And I'm sure that Leeds know how special is this player and how many opportunities he can have on the market. So they are not forced to sell for less than 55 million or with many installments.
But Rafinha is open to leaving, I presume. I mean, Leeds United are in a stronger position, of course, because they're in the Premier League. But, you know, I'm sure Rafinha, unlike other players, it's conjecture, but I'm sure he wants Europe, et cetera, et cetera. So he would be open, I guess, to having a conversation.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. He would be open. And he's waiting to understand what happens with these clubs. For example, Chelsea have been leading the race for Rafinha before the sanctions. Then they had the sanctions and some problems, so they were not able to keep going in negotiations, and Barcelona were able to lead the race for him thanks to this situation. But let's see what happens with many other clubs, because Rafinha, as you mentioned before, is an incredible special player.
Yeah, our producer Des Norris just said, so Rafinha kind of screwed himself up by helping Leeds stay in the Premier League.
This is football sometimes, but... No, he's really respectful with Leeds. It's something that we have to mention, because it's a good point, I think. No, it's not for all the players to be that professional in some situation. Mm. And he's been really, really incredible. So I'm sure that Leeds will help in case they will get a very good proposal and we let him go.
A big year for Rafinha as well, including the World Cup, as I mentioned. All right. Managing Barca with another comment here. Fab, a different question. Do you think Matteo Alemany is one of the best sporting directors in the world? Good question, Managing Barca.
I don't know if he's the best, but he's doing great work, I think. So he's a fantastic director. I think there are many, but he's doing a really great work with Barcelona. It's really difficult to manage Barcelona situation, because the pressure that you have from the press, from the fans, is incredible in Barcelona. One of the most complicated clubs to work with, I say in a positive way, because you're a top club and you have a lot of pressure. So it's not easy for a director to work on this. Let me say that also Jordi Cruyff, together with him, is doing a special work on many of the signings, on many decisions that they're taking. So I think that they're doing a pretty good job together, and Barca have a very good board now.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap this Barcelona chat, and we'll also include some Real Madrid conversations as well, and just the latest on what Fabrizio Romano is working on. Yes, we might have a few Arsenal questions as well, because Arsenal fans, they just creep in wherever. It doesn't matter if it's not about... We got you, Arsenal fans. Don't worry. Fabrizio Romano is in the house. Golazo will be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, everybody. Fabrizio Romano, que golazo. Thank you so much for being here. All right, well, let's talk Real Madrid here, Fabrizio Romano, for a second. The Champions League, Champions 14th time, La Liga as well. They've won that. Ancelotti, fantastic stuff. But Gareth Bale, Isco, Marcelo, they're off the wage bill. So what's Florentino Perez's grand plan following the big victory in Paris and obviously the snub from Kylian Mbappé? What's next?
And they signed Tony Rudiger. Today is finally official. Then they have the intention to sign a new left back. So let's see if it will be Fran Garcia or any other player, but they're exploring for that position. And I see Real Madrid moving on a midfielder, because for Tchouaméni, they are working on that deal, and it's like a priority for Real Madrid now to find a way and to complete the deal as soon as possible. So they're pretty busy, but they are relaxed. Even if they missed on Kylian Mbappé, they won the Champions League, so I'm sure that they are pretty happy with the general situation. So I'm sure that for Real Madrid now, the priority, the next step, is Tchouaméni. What they want to do after Tony Rudiger is Tchouaméni, and then we will see with the left back what happens.
All right. Well, the paparazzi has been around Gaga. So let's see what I did there. A Lady Gaga song. A Gaga Slonina. I'll get my coat. Gaga Slonina is heading to Real Madrid, or interest from Real Madrid. The 18-year-old goalkeeper, Chicago Fire, U.S. Phenom. He's heading to Los Blancos. I presume Castilla first. But what's the latest on this news that you, by the way, broke. Fantastic stuff.
Yes, I'm sure that they are preparing an opening proposal. I'm told that they are preparing an opening proposal. Real Madrid for Gagas Lunina. They are tracking him since a long time. Even Chelsea wanted him end of January, but then they were not able to complete the deal in February because of the sanctions. And so Real Madrid jumping into this negotiation, and now they're ready to make an opening proposal for Gabriel Slonina. Of course, the player is more than tempted, so it's something that they want to do on player side. Real Madrid sources confirm that this proposal is almost ready, so let's see what happens in the coming days. But I'm curious to see what happens even for his future, if he's immediately joining Real Madrid, and so, as you mentioned, Castilla have some opportunities in the second team of Real Madrid, or if he would be loaned again back to Chicago Fire to stay in MLS maybe for one more season and then go back to Real Madrid. So it's still something not decided, but I'm sure that for Real Madrid, the priority is to put their hands on this fantastic talent, because it's true that Courtois is present and future of Real Madrid. Barcelona could be a really special one in the coming years, and so they want to sign him.
Yeah, so it all depends on, you know, what kind of deal it is for him, because I'm sure he wants to play. He doesn't just want to, you know, sit around, despite his age. I mean, look at Donnarumma, right? He's young and he's still doing his thing. So you know, we have to make sure we figure that one out. All right, well, Arsenal questions, we believe, here, Des Norris. What's the latest there? I'm sure that Arsenal fans... all right, well, Gabriel Jesus, by the way, scored a ridiculous goal today for Brazil, 5-1. As well, looking good. And of course, you've been talking about the fact that Arsenal have been leading the chase in this conversation because obviously he's leaving Man City. What's the latest there?
Yes, for Gabriel Jesus, he's going to leave Man City this summer, as we already said, and this is the plan. Arsenal are interested, but I don't have big updates on Gabriel. I think it will take some days before we understand how much will be this proposal from Arsenal. They want him, but let's see, because many clubs are interested in Gabriel Jesus. So for Arsenal, it's a priority, but it's still not a done deal. So we need to wait a bit and see when they will make this official proposal. Zinchenko could be a possibility for many clubs, not just for Arsenal, because there are chances for him to leave Manchester City this summer. Many Premier League clubs are interested. At the moment, with Arsenal, it's still quiet, but he's a player that could be on the move after Gabriel Jesus. And so for sure, Arsenal will be busy in the coming days. Don't worry. Even Yuri Tielemans is a player that they want, for example, from Leicester, and still waiting for this official and opening proposal too. But Tielemans is another player in their list, so I'm sure that will be a pretty busy summer for Arsenal. And then Nketiah will soon sign his new deal for the next 5 years with Arsenal. And this is really important news, because he was really one step away from leaving. They wanted him Crystal Palace, West Ham, Borussia Mönchengladbach, and then he decided to stay and continue with Arsenal.
All right, MAH, I really appreciate the question, but I want to create a different culture here in Que Golazo when Fabrizio Romano is on. I always see this on your Twitter, people replying to you, and all they do is they just shout teams and names like you're like their monkey and you're meant to respond to everything. Let's do something nice here on Que Golazo. If you have a question for Fabrizio Romano, how about you address it like, hey, Fabrizio, how are you? Could you give me an update on this, please? No, listen, you do whatever. On Que Golazo, I want to build a friendly environment, a family environment. We appreciate your hard work, and I want to make sure we cultivate that, okay? So moving on, let's try and be a little bit... The world goes round when we're nicer to each other. That's all I'm saying. All right, last question about Fabian Ruiz, by the way. Any chance Arsenal sign Fabian Ruiz? That's a little better, Ousmane. See, it's a question. I like it. Talk to me about Fabian Ruiz. What's the latest on him?
At the moment, there are no negotiations with Arsenal, but there are negotiations between Fabian Ruiz and Napoli for his contract. He's out of contract next year with Napoli, so it's a dangerous situation. Napoli are offering him a new deal with a potential release clause included, but Fabian has not answered yet to Napoli proposal. So let's see. If he will extend the contract, of course, he will stay for one more season. If not, it could become a nice opportunity on the market. He was in Real Madrid list, but Tchouaméni is top of the list. Carlo Ancelotti is big fan of Fabian Ruiz, but as mentioned, Tchouaméni is the priority for Real Madrid now in that position. And so let's see if Arsenal or any other club will decide to try for Fabian Ruiz. At the moment, it's still quiet, but once you'll have the final answer from Fabian to Napoli proposal, we will understand more.
A very important player for Napoli, 26 years old, Spanish international. So we'll see how we do. All right, well, listen, that is it, Fabrizio Romano. Before we say goodbye, anything else to keep us updated? I saw a Gennaro Gattuso update there. What's the latest there?
Yes, this is an important one for Valencia fans because Gennaro Gattuso will become the new manager in the coming Davis, I feel tomorrow could be the day for Valencia to communicate that Bordalas is out, so he's going to leave the club, he's no longer be the manager. And Gennaro Gattuso will be the new manager of Valencia. So it's a really interesting appointment. Everything is set to be completed. It's just about the final details. And then Gattuso will be the new manager. So it's an important one for Valencia. And for Arsenal fans, Lacazette will not stay at Arsenal. He has an agreement in place with Lyon to join them and return to Lyon on a free transfer. And so many things happening. And I'm sure in the coming days will be the crazy market that we are waiting for.
I'm imagining that opens the door, of course, for the Gabriel Jesus narrative or somebody else as Lacazette returns to Lyon. All right. Well, Fabrizio Romano, thank you so much. Make sure to follow his content at Fabrizio Romano on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, CBS Sports, your CBS Sports app. Fabrizio is part of our family every week as well. Definitely on Mondays. I believe next week you might take a break a little bit, so we'll see you after that as well. But Fab is always here. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you to all the guys in the chat. And see you soon here on Che Golazo. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, everybody. We're closing in on 12,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. That's so great. We appreciate you. So make sure that you keep subscribing, share, spread the word. Che Golazo Pod on Twitter as well. We continue here on Che Golazo. It never stops, and neither does Fabrizio Romano. Have a fantastic rest of your week, and we will see you next time. Till then.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount+. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.